You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, on Sunday took over the probe into the alleged irregularities in the NETUG exam and dispatched its teams to several states for investigation. Meanwhile, the Economic Offences Unit of the Bihar Police arrested 5 people in the NET paper leak case. A total of 18 people have been arrested so far in the state. The 18th Lok Sabha will open on Monday morning as the inaugural special session of Parliament commences under a shadow with the government and the opposition likely to clash over a string of issues, foremost among them the irregularities dogging some of India's premier examinations. Delhi's water supply improved marginally on Sunday to 906 million gallons a day, MGD, from a seasonal low of 888 MGD on Friday and 896 MGD on Saturday, as Water Minister Atishi's indefinite hunger strike entered its third day given that the capital was still grappling with a shortfall of around 94 MGD on the day. Sonakshi Sinha and Zaheer Iqbal are officially married. The couple took to Instagram to share sweet pictures from their ceremony and give fans an insight into their love story. The couple has been dating for 7 years now, and what's even sweeter is that they fell in love on this very day years ago. India has been unstoppable in the T20 World Cup so far, dominating their group with wins over Ireland, the United States, and Pakistan. The match against Canada in Lauderhill was washed out, but in the Super 8 stage, Rohit Sharma's team secured emphatic victories against Afghanistan and Bangladesh. Although their semi-final berth isn't assured yet, India's consistent performances have drawn widespread praise from fans and experts alike.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.